I'll let Jared talk about peppers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll just focus on the corners right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what have you seen out of McCourty since he's been here? How's he been able to fit?
Just good experience, good technician, understands the game. He's a pro. So he's done a good job for us and happy that he's here.
Does it feel like corners the best spot for him? I mean, I know he said that that's what feels more comfortable, but do you feel like that's kind of where he's going to be for you guys?
I think so. I know Greg will make that final decision, but at this stage of it, all his work has been at corners. So when you look at our depth and look at where we are at that position, he's a great addition to us.
We saw Jamar kind of take a step forward last year. Mm-hmm. Do you think he can get even better this year?
Yeah, I think all these guys still have a ceiling. So I know we still have training camp and preseason. So I like his progress right now, but he definitely has room for improvement.
Is he one of the guys you kind of point at as a leader in that room?
Yeah, he is, because he's a worker. You know, he's pretty soft-spoken, so he doesn't really, you know, say a whole lot. But at the same time, you could just see his leadership through his work ethic.
Joe's bounced back from the double surgery that he had in January.
We still have time. You know, my thing with these guys is just continuing to try to help improve them. We don't play till September, so we're just going to continue to try to, you know, progress to where we need to be by the time we play Pittsburgh.
Without giving away too much strategy, in Greg's system, how much is asked of corner? Is the aggressive system they corners on an island a lot?
Well, it's a pretty versatile scheme, so just based off of how he feels we are by the time camp's over with, or week to week, we're pretty versatile in terms of being aggressive or taking some heat off of him. So I think time will tell where we are outside, what style he wants to focus on.
You worked with Bobby Calhoun in Jacksonville, and you come back with him. How much has he taken to progress since you last worked with him? How good can he be in the second year?
He's growing up quite a bit. You know, he was a baby when we had him in Jacksonville, and I thought the time that he received last year, playing time and with the new staff and trying to help him in some areas where he could grow, feel pretty good about his progress. And again, he still has a ceiling as well.
Did you know, or did you come in here with any preconceived notion about Joe Hayden?
No. You know, my whole deal is you get hired, you watch the tape, you evaluate him, and you coach him to try to get him to where he needs to be to help us win.
And I know Joe, he talks about the injuries, and he's sick of talking about the injuries, but he still feels he can be an elite corner. I mean, do you see that? First of all, do you see that talent out of him, and do you see that drive out of him to be there again?
Well, yeah, I mean, he has ability, but again, my thing is every day we watch the tape, and there's good and there's bad on the tape. So just to try to get him to be as consistent as he could be, and try to help him reach his full potential, because he still has potential.
What's it like working for Greg?
I was with Greg in Washington, so it's balls to the wall. And I love it because he keeps us on our toes, and he's very demanding, which makes us have to be demanding in our room. So he's very good at getting the coaches and the players to reach their full potential.
When you first worked with him, was it a shock? I'm not around him like you are, but just seeing him on practice and running into him a little bit, it feels like he never stops.
You learn pretty quick, because I know in Washington, in the off season, when we're just watching tape, so you're like, oh, okay, once we hit the field, everybody better be ready to roll. So, but again, he's, throughout his career, he's gotten the best out of all the groups that he's coached, and it's something that I know I embrace as a coach.
An expectation for the coaches as the players?
No question. We're all one.
Is he the same guy in there as he is out here?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then he may give us a little light hug, but other than that, man, it's full speed ahead.